usually use a plow.
Okay. Are there different types?
Well, yes.
We have a year-round plow.
There's a... Well, there's a turning plow. That's what we think of first. Or if you're working in new ground, you have a new ground plow.
What's that?
Well, it's a type of plow that's got a blade type extension down in front of the point. And the point, rather than throws dirt one way, it just kind of throws it two ways. And this this point type or blade type object in front is used to cut roots or anything that might come in contact with. So the plow itself can break the ground.
Any other types of plows?
Well, at this particular time, as far as going in before the crop, you mean, or are you talking about any other plow that
just
might
any
use?
Other plow?
Well, you've got the double shovel, which is a type of plow that breaks up the ground between the crop rows. You've got other types of equipment that's used in preparing the ground, like you've got a disc, which is to some extent a type of a plow. It works up the soil. You've got a single plow, and you've got a double plow, or that is, you've got a one horse plow and a two horse plow. The size determines one or two horse. And you've got what they call a harrow, which is a larger piece of equipment with spikes that extend down into the soil. And you've got cultivators, which are equivalent to the double shovel, which usually you think of a cultivator as being used with tractors. But it breaks up the soil along the crop rows.
What, have you ever heard of
Erastus
plow?
I'm not familiar with that.
Okay. And have you ever heard of different types of
harrows? Harrows?
Uh-huh.
Well, yes. There's a type that runs in a V shape from front to back, and then there's a type that runs more or less straight across, parallel rows one another with the spikes placed in various positions to try to cover all the ground.
Are they called different names?
I'm sure they are, but I'm not familiar with the names.
And say if you're going to chop a log or saw it, you might put it in a frame.
Put it in a horse.
Okay. What does the horse look like?
It's usually an X-shaped affair, two of them tied together, and two legs set on the ground, the other two extend up, and you put the log in the V shape upward.
What about an A-shaped frame? And you have to use, with the board across the top, of course you have to use two of these, set one here and one here maybe, and lay it across, resting on both of them.
I don't know what we're looking for there.
And did you ever see anything sort of like designed more like that?
A scaffold?
And you'd use two of them, you know, and set one end of the board here and then have another one of these instead?
No, I'm really not, I don't recall that.
What's a scaffold?
Well, a scaffold is something similar to that where an individual might be up on to raise him in height to work up on the side of a building or on the roof or the ceiling or something like this.
Okay. They say you straighten your hair with a comb and a...
And a brush.
Okay, and if you were going to use one of these, you'd say you're going to...
Brush your hair.
Okay. And you sharpen a straight razor on a leather
strap.
Okay. And what do you put in a pistol?
A cartridge or a bullet.
Okay. And something that children